Unit 15. A Commitment to Honesty. Academic Integrity. If a scientist presents new and important research, the new discovery may invalidate other research in the same field. Other scientists will then defend their research by examining the new finding in order to see if it is really valid or not. They look for mistakes in research methods and check to see if there are any violations of academic protocols. If they find such mistakes, they then may attack the new information by pointing out even very minor mistakes. Another way they might try to discredit new findings that threaten their own work is to try to replicate the results of the new method. They may then report negative results, and so the results of the newer research come into question. At any rate, the best course of action for any researcher is to closely follow accepted academic and research protocols. So, what are some of the accepted academic protocols? Well, research integrity is an important part. Research must be designed so that the results are free of bias. The research methods used must also be very exactly and clearly explained so that another research team can replicate the results by following the same procedures. If the results are not replicable, the original research results may be discredited, as mentioned. Another very important academic protocol is to make sure that ideas and procedures that are not original are properly cited. In other words, if an idea did not come from the researcher, he or she must give credit to the originator of the idea. If this is not done, it is considered to be rather dishonest and, if discovered, could even lead to a legal battle. Last but not least is the problem of plagiarism. Everyone knows that we shouldn't copy another person's answers when we are taking a test. That's called cheating. In the same way, we cannot copy, word for word, another person's writing either. This is a very basic rule. In most cases, we may quote small portions of another person's writing as long as the source of the quotation is cited. However, if no source is given, then the author may be accused of plagiarism. At present, this is the easiest academic crime to detect because plagiarism detection software has been developed to fight this kind of academic cheating. If a researcher is meticulous in following the rules, he or she will be in a very good position to defend his or her research results. The prestige of scientific research and of scientists relies on commitment to honesty.